I've not planned a single part of this conversation.
So God knows where it's going.
But we're back after a long stint away from Fat Chats and we thought we'd bring it back. We've got a fresh couch.
Fresh couch.
Good vibes all around.
Yeah, it's a bit of a casual setup now. You might have seen us on a table previously, but we're now kicking back on a couch.
Kicking back.
What a day. We've just gone wakeboarding.
That was so much fun.
First time ever for me. These boys are pros at it. And yeah, we're basically just on a bit of a high. We've just been in the water. Yeah. Just came off another episode with our friend Cam, so you will see that very soon.
That was a really cool episode. That was probably one episode that I was hooked.
That's one of my favorite episodes we've done.
That was good.
Really? That's a huge call.
That is a massive call.
I think it's my favorite episode.
I really liked it. It was great. It was good.
There's some amazing stories, so you guys are going to love it.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. But we're just on here to give a bit of an update about life, what we've been doing, and tell some stories and just have a bit of a good old chat, really.
A bit of a yarn. Yeah.
The boys are back.
So what's been happening?
I think Hawaii. We haven't had an episode since Hawaii, have we? Or did we?
No, we did one with Ryan, but it wasn't a...
Yeah. We haven't actually had one talking about US Hawaii COVID. And what we did.
I apparently had COVID. Nah, I kind of did.
So, we might have not even since Tassie.
I'm trying to work it out. Let me check. No.
Or Melbourne.
Jeez.
We've had a couple trips.
I'm going on Spotify
now. No, I honestly think the last one was last year.
We had Lola.
Yeah.
No way. No, we have to have done one.
No, I think the last episode we did was...
Was Ryan.
The boys are back.
And Layla. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Layla and then Lola.
So, yeah, we have been doing a bit of travel. First of all, we were in Tasmania for Party in the Paddock.
Yeah, we just released our film.
Just released the movie for it. Yeah, that was incredible. That was so cool, merging travel and music together.
It was sick.
Yeah, very cool experience. So, we were all over there for a few days.
Yeah.
Just hanging backstage and shooting, capturing the event.
Meeting epic artists.
Yeah,
that was so cool.
Just a lot of random moments, really.
That was a really cool trip.
At some stage, found ourselves up on stage dancing.
With Maddie Jane.
With Maddie Jane and a bunch of other crew.
You have no idea. I'm with Jax in the crowd filming and I look through my viewfinder of my camera and I see you clowns dancing on stage. And I was actually shook. Jax and I are looking at each other going, what the hell? And so I just bolted backstage into the pit and just couldn't believe it. I got the best shots of you two.
It was so funny.
How did that happen?
So what happened was I was hanging out with my Pacific Avenue boys with Liam and we're having a chat and Maddie comes over and she's an artist from Tasmania who played right after Pacific Avenue.
Mm.
And she comes over to the Pac Fan boys and was like, you know, my last song, I would love for you boys to come on and dance. And I'm like, yeah, that would be sick. Like, not to me. I was like, the boys, like, go
obviously
out there.
Obviously Pacific Avenue.
Yeah, not me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm side of stage with the Pacific Avenue boys and a few others. And Maddie kind of looks to the right and kind of calls it. Like, yeah, right now would be great. And I'm like, go boys. Like, Harry and Ben and Jack and all the boys are kind of like dance on. And this guy behind me kind of looked at us and was like, go, what are you doing? And I was like, me? Like, I'm just a photographer.
And
like,
this is in front of a few thousand people.
Oh, mate, it was busy. And I remember looking at Liam and we're like, all right, let's do it. And so we went on stage and... It was such a blur. Like, I don't remember looking at the crowd, but I knew they were there. And it was just like, we were just dancing, having a blast.
It was one of the moments where I was like, how does our job take us here?
Yeah. Throwing out some
Not that I was on stage, but I was I was watching you boys going, how have we ended up in this scenario?
We were throwing some rogue moves. I don't know what we were doing.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys were doing. You said you don't remember it, really.
Not really.
The adrenaline was a bit of fun. Adrenaline, eh? Like, I can't imagine being a musician and playing in front of that many people.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. There's so many people, you can't look at anyone.
Yeah.
It's just a massive people.
I did quickly whip out my phone for a selfie that we've got.
Yeah.
And there's just a crowd of people and we're just there just to remember it.
I've got a would you rather. Would you rather a group of 20 people dancing... Or would you rather the few thousand that you just did?
In front of?
Mm.
A few thousand.
Yeah, probably.
I think you would, hey?
Yeah, 20 is intimate.
Very intimate. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
and you're seeing everyone's reactions.
Yeah. No, I'm not about that.
Yeah. Thousand.
I will do thousands.
Yeah.
I think so too.
But that was a really cool trip because we kind of got to marry the nature of Tasmania. Sorry, I shouldn't have said marry, but...
Marriage on the mind.
Ah.
Misses, I love that. So... We kind of...
It's gone all red now.
Oh, damn. So, like, what this Party in the Paddock was kind of promoting was Tasmania's like country.
Mm.
Country.
Bear in mind, we just had an episode before, so this is our second on the trot. Yeah. We're tired.
Sorry. Okay, so basically the CEO of Party in the Paddock was looking for content creators to kind of make a film that both had their wildlife and their tourism, mm, as well as the music, to kind of have some sort of like an ad for people to watch to go, oh, I want to go to Tasmania. I want to go climb these mountains. I want to go to see wombats and then go see this music festival.
Well, like it's a festival that you travel to.
Yeah.
So everyone all over Australia we're traveling to, and hopefully they take it international as well, which would be really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, and I think, yeah, we're a group that can kind of combine those two, which was really cool.
Cause
we shoot a lot of music as well as travel. So that was a really cool experience. Hopefully we can do more with that.
It was intense, like long days, 12-hour days shooting, and we're in the, tents at night. Like,
we're in that artist area, the tents, and the music was pumping till like 3 a.m. Like, you just feel the bass on your mattress, on your pillow.
You're trying to sleep. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. There was no
but that was cool.
VIP hotel that was part of that gig.
No. Then after that,
we were one with the crowd.
Where did we go after
we
that?
We headed back home for a little bit, and then we went to, well, recently, not too
recent.
Went
to Hawaii.
No, before that, we went to Melbourne. Or was that after Hawaii?
That was my after.
Oh, so Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii was our big trip that
we
did, after the little Tassie trip.
Yeah.
And that was a month in, Kauai and...
Yeah.
Yep.
Just before that, something that with the Calais crew always happens is we always get a job the day before a big trip.
Mm.
And me and Baz happened to get a job right the day before shooting the Rottnest Island Channel Swim.
Oh, jeez. Don't remind me. You know, I've actually forced that out of my mind.
And so the day before, we're doing the run sheet and one person had to film the beach stuff and like them going in the water, and then one had to be on the boat filming them swimming. And Baz is like, oh, I'll do the boat. Like,
because
I thought
Pricey complains about seasickness a lot. Oh. And I thought, Pricey, I've never been seasick, so I'll handle it. And bear in mind, I got up at 3:30 a.m. I was on the boat by 4:30 a.m. And I was on the boat until 12 p.m. I think it was midday.
Yeah, just before
I landed. And you're going as fast as a swimmer's going. So you're literally in idle for however long that is, six hours, 7 hours.
And it was rocky.
And the thing was, I was meant to be giving
live updates
of content for Betty's Burgers social media. So I was meant to be giving him Instagram stories, everything. I kid you not, I'm like in like fetal position in the cabin, just closing my eyes, and just like that's the only way I could get through the nausea. Like
it was spewing up, like hurling up. And the chick's messaging the group chat like,
"Where's the content? We need stories.
We have live content." And he's like, "I can't look at my phone, dude."
I'm so sorry. I cannot even look at my screen right now
because I'll spew.
And like, what I would have to do is I go fetal position, and then I just race outside with my camera, take a few photos, and run straight back in and go back to fetal position.
What?
And did you not know about this?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was that bad, the fetal position.
Mate, I'll never go to the Rotto Swim again.
On ever. The boat.
And I was like, you're going to have to come up with about 20K to get me back.
20
on that
grand.
That was my...
His limit. Intense nausea for 6 hours straight.
Yeah, and so that was the day before Hawaii trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
But that was brutal. Like, the worst job I've ever
done.
And
I had the best day of my life.
Worth the money?
No,
no,
we disclosed the $100 budget.
Yeah, I think we got a grand each or something. Nah.
Yeah. And really. I had the best day ever because I shot for like half an hour at the beach watching them go in the water. I went and had coffee with the missus, went for a swim.
Yeah. How's this? He's texting me. He's like, yeah, I just got back from my coffee. I'm in fetal position looking at my phone.
I get a boat to Rotto and I'm sitting there in the sun for like 3 hours waiting for the swimmers to come. And then he's messaging
he's
me like,
a tan.
He's like, Pricey, can you please swap me out? Like, come.
No, because... They were going to make me go onto the other boat to follow the other team sponsored by Betty's. And I was like, Pricey, you cannot pay me enough to go back onto that boat. I'm like, I'm not doing it, mate. And he's like, nah, what do you mean? I get seasick. I was like, mate, I've been vomiting for 6 hours straight. There is no way you can get me onto that boat.
And then luckily the chick was like, oh, we don't need that content.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Was the beautiful. That was music to my ears when she said that. Yeah. Jeez. Anyway.
And then the next day we got up real early and left for Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which was the original plan.
Recovered. I think I still had nausea.
You always do though.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. And then we flew to Melbourne again.
Well, we spent a week in Oahu and then we went to LA for a little bit.
Yeah, about a week in...
For a week in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back for another week in Kauai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool trip. We were just all there.
Well, it's a trip we've been dreaming of since we were teenagers.
Yeah. Literally. It was kind of a dream trip, really. So we were all... Yeah, all five of us were there just cruising around, shooting for a few brands and getting a lot of our own personal content. Mm. We're making a film as well.
Well, we didn't really have... We had the idea of the film, but we didn't really... We just were lucky we got so much that we could put together a film, really.
Jackson's always filming that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, stuff. I mean, anytime we had an awesome spot, we had about three boys on ground with cameras. We had about four drones up in the air.
Yeah.
It was just... It was overwhelming, and that's why we got so much, which was so cool. Mm. And so, yeah, we were able to put together a film.
We've had a screening of that just recently. We're going to have another screening soon. So, if you're in Perth, you should definitely come and check it out.
Yeah.
This will already have happened with the screening by the time this is out, but...
What did you most enjoy in Hawaii, like, or LA? What was your favorite?
Well, we did lots of things there. We went diving with sharks.
Oh, that was sick.
Which was a pretty wild experience because I don't really like sharks.
And I'm a bit scared. You got a fear of sharks, and I've got a fear of deep water and whale noises.
And we hop in,
and we just happened to have a whale's 40 meters away from us dive underneath. We couldn't see him. But we saw them come up and then dive down.
They dove deep.
And we just jumped into the water to the sharks. And all you can feel is vibrations of whale noises. Liam's copying it because he's scared of sharks. I'm copying it because I'm scared of whale noises.
Pricey's still scared out of his mind, but he's just like trying to stay
away. Pricey's just trying to act.
I was in a wetsuit.
It was in a wetty.
Oh, that was dangerous. But anyway, that was really... No, it was funny because they were like, when you're getting in the water, make sure you're calm and you don't jump in
because
and make
sharks
the splash
react.
Because the sharks like the splashing and Liam's like, oh, okay, and just falls
Liam
in
just
and just
bombing into it. And I'm having to jump in straight after him as well, something. And if a shark's coming, it's coming straight for me, thinking I made the splash.
And then we spent 45 minutes and it was honestly... I could never hold my breath better than that time because I think you're just so calm and like in... sync with the sharks and you're just like, man, this is
you
so
can't explain
sick.
The feeling of not being able to see the floor. It's just sun rays going down
deep blue.
If it was just you, it'd be a different story.
I would have been petrified
because we had a group. You felt a lot more safe
and
more comfortable.
So shout out to
Gavin
Deep Blue,
Big Gav, and Deep Blue Eco Tours.
Deep Blue Eco Tours, we're very lucky with that. And we were lucky that they had seen us on social media, but the experiences we got from those guys was incredible and literally through social media. Just very cool.
Shout out to the whole crew that took us around and showed us Hawaii.
That was really good.
And then the Nepali Pirates as well.
Took
us on that boat tour along the Nepali Ridge.
Yeah, that was sick.
The Nepali Coast.
Just
incredible. You can't even quite fathom how large it is. And how
we were saying that, you know, mountains looked like they were, you know, 100, 200 meters. And in fact, they were 600 plus meters.
Well,
just
one
in front
kilometer.
Of us.
One was a kilometer, yeah.
Because you just, there's no, nothing to compare it to because there's no.
Yeah, you completely lose
or trees or
scale.
Anything. Yeah.
And they were saying there was this one beach that looked like 20 meters. And they're like, it takes you 40 minutes to walk across that beach. And it looks tiny.
Yeah.
Because at the bottom of this massive cliff.
Crazy. So
that, you don't get that in Perth.
I got a bit scared when we jumped in the water there. It was very deep.
There
blue.
Was actually panic in Pricey. Yeah. So we jumped off. And then the boat's driven away, and Pricey's like, "Hang on, what are they doing?"
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's shark
I've got
film
that
ever.
Shot of you guys jumping off.
Which was a cool shot and looked awesome in the movie. But there was actual panic in Pricey's. I'm like, "Pricey's right, it's right," and because it was decent swell as well.
Yeah, we'll get
and so we're swallowing
in.
Water and wash, and we would have been 500 meters offshore easily.
Yeah, and would have been a couple hundred meters deep.
Yeah, easily deep blue. You don't see anything, and the boat starts driving away because of the swell. And has to do a circle.
Like,
and
Bryce's
like, "Hang on, what are they doing?"
Every shark movie starts like that, where they go for a dive and they come up and they're not there. And I was like, "Oh, here we go.
Here we go."
Me and Bazzy gonna have to swim in.
But apart from that, it was a sick trip. Acai bowls
every day.
For Liam. Yeah. Had about 400 acai bowls.
Yeah.
Lost a drone.
Yeah.
Oh, that
say
is
goodbye
funny.
To a lot of money.
You, you'll see that in the movie when it's out, but that was the funniest thing ever. Because, Liam, that's your third drone? Well,
you lost one of mine.
I lost one of yours.
So, it's my second.
But bear in mind, that's the only drone I've ever crashed to this day.
Okay. Well, I'm just one ahead of you, so that's right.
Wow.
Yeah. But RIP. Yeah.
But
it was funny.
We were shooting at the Nepali Ridge, and it was, I guess, above a real deep valley. And so, there was a lot of wind coming over the mountains.
Mm.
And it was just too strong for little Liam's drone.
The drone just couldn't
get back.
Couldn't do it.
And it just fell out the sky.
Battery dropped out
quite
and
literally
fell out
the sky. I wish we could see it. Would have been cool.
It was too far away to see it. But yeah, it fell out.
Funny, man.
But then we came back to Perth after that trip.
Mm-hmm.
We made a sick movie and yeah, did the film, had a screening.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the screening because that was just incredible.
Yeah,
I think we had 200 people.
Yeah,
about 200 people
which that just rocked up to a little cafe in Scarborough.
We were saying how if you were to get 200 views on a video, you'd be pretty disappointed, I guess. But to see 200
ungrateful
real people.
Seriously.
Yeah, you got 2 views.
Oh, right.
Anyway,
dang.
To see 200 live people was just wild.
Crazy.
And watching the movie as well. We had people out the door. Like crowded out the door watching through the windows of our movie because everyone couldn't fit in there.
Mm. And people laughing and people like going, that was sick.
I was watching my family at the front and I was watching everyone's expressions and I was looking at Whitey and I was so close to crying. I've never had so many emotions. Oh. Come on. Yeah, it's really embarrassing to say.
Yeah, yeah. Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get vulnerable.
We've got a few more get off your chest coming up.
Oh, God.
So that was a real good night and we had our prints up and we had our close friends and
incredible.
It was really
night.
Cool to experience that.
Yeah. And I think something we realized we want to continue for Calais.
A lot of film stuff. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
A few weeks later, we headed to Melbourne for another Betty's Burgers campaign. It wasn't a rudder swim. It was just their winter campaign in Victoria and that was sick. That was probably one of the... Actually, I got really sick, to be fair.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mate, that's a get it off your chest, eh? That was terrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Anyway, we'll get to that. But weather was sick. We just had to, like, pretty much surf and then get a few clips of us eating burgers along this epic coastline. Mm.
The best thing was there was such a big team. There would have been 10, 15 people. 15, probably. Yeah. 15 in the Betty's team?
Probably.
Yeah. There were, like, different
including
directors
us.
And marketing managers. Yeah, including us, probably. Yeah. And it was so good because all we would do is we were told when we had to jump in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Hold a burger, smile. Yeah.
And then we could just go out
and shoot our own stuff. But we didn't have to direct, which was nice.
Yeah, it was real
and
easy.
Make sure the burgers really are good. Ready because we literally, we couldn't even cook chips.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they kept us on after Baz's performance on the boat. But
yeah.
Yeah.
But she forgave me.
No so good. Boats but involved.
You
time.
Were sick that one. I was sick this one because I woke up one morning, feel a bit nauseous and I couldn't really eat. And then,
boys, get your immunity up. I'm telling you, acai bowls. They honestly get you.
Acai bowls.
Haven't been
don't fill you up.
Haven't been sick since Hawaii. Not even kidding.
Okay, yeah, but I just had
you
them off
you seriously
chicken.
Think it was from that?
Yeah, I reckon it's the acai, mate. I'm obviously kind of joking, but yeah. Get your acai in.
Okay.
Anyway,
so you're not having acai this morning because what you made was eggs on toast and it set me off on a tangent, eh? I was
in Melbourne.
Cook. Yeah. And then I was in my room. I had to go in my room because I could smell him cooking in the kitchen. And I'm super hypersensitive to smell, especially when I'm sick. And then he walks in. He's like, Pricey, where's my towel? And he's waving these eggs in my face. And I'm like, bro. So I run outside. I start spewing up all outside. I come back in. The boys didn't even know I was spewing up. I'm like, boys, I can't work today. And then they went off to work. They went off on a shoot and I was stuck at home and I was like, I need to go to the doctor or get some meds or something. And then I had to walk like 700 meters in like 30 degree heat, 25 degree heat. It was hot with like a hunched stomach trying to like
spew.
Yeah,
that's so hot, man.
That's hot. Is that not hot?
I don't know. I reckon we were all wearing 25
is a really nice day.
Pants and jumpers, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, when you're sick, I was
okay, it wasn't the heat that was the issue. It was the distance.
I think that was your body temp that was 30 degrees.
Fevers.
Yeah. Anyway,
fevers.
Carry on.
Yeah, COVID. And then I had to walk to this doctor and I had to consult with this GP and every 10 minutes after I was talking to them or talking to the receptionist, I had to go out and spew and then come back inside and then keep talking with them and give them a Medicare number, drop my phone, go out and spew. And I was like, oh, mate, it was an actual disaster. And then I walk across the road because I had about 3 minutes grace period after I spewed where I felt all right. And I had to spew and then run across the road to the pharmacy and get my anti-nausea meds within those few minutes. And I luckily just clutched it and then sat down in the pharmacy for half an hour and just sat there in the corner, like on one of those chairs. And
you've done that often because last time in Bali, you walked down the street when you had that COVID.
Oh, mate.
It was honestly a zombie. I was riding on a scooter past him and he just didn't even make eye contact. Just
walking down the road, just looking for a COVID test.
So funny.
Oh, I felt so cool. Well,
yeah, that is a bit of a trend for you, isn't it?
You walked out in the middle of the night when me and Zach were talking at around 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. at night.
That was when
just
I was
just walked
sick.
Straight past us, grabbed a drink of water and walked back. Didn't even say hello or anything. And we were just standing. He walked right between us.
Yeah.
It was like he was actually a zombie.
I would have been, yeah.
But it's all right.
Yeah, we always... Well, going back, Hawaii, I got a coral infection.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah, you looked in pain, though.
Needle in his bottom.
Yeah.
You'll see in the film.
In the vlog.
It is very funny. But yeah, that was pretty scary at first. I've never had a coral infection.
Because it was so delayed. It was like you scratched like your 9 foot in the morning,
later.
And then 9 hours later, you're like, my foot's going to fall off.
Yeah. It was so painful. And my ankle was like the size of a tennis ball.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand on it. And oh, yeah.
That price, I don't want to get amputated. I was like, all right. That's
yeah, I never said that.
And you anyway. Had to pay, like $400 or $500 for a needle and
650.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah, no.
Just to see him. Yeah. Travel insurance.
Yeah,
I've had to use my travel insurance twice now.
Really?
Twice in 2 trips.
I've never used it.
I've once as well.
My premium's going to skyrocket. Anyway.
True.
But yeah, that Melbourne trip was good.
Mm.
And then, yeah, we came back. We've just been
kind of cruising, doing our own thing. And
doing our own thing.
You went to Japan.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this might be a good time to bring in.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Anyway. So. This one time in Japan, we were on the Okinawa Islands. These guys are laughing. On the Okinawan Islands. And we pretty much, me and Caitlin, were doing a collab with them. So we were staying at this 5-star resort.
Yeah, it looked really nice.
Doing some photos and videos. It was really nice, but they treated us like kings, but the food and everything so boutique and just quite bougie for us that they were serving us, you know, like ringed octopus and all these fancy little like plates and whatnot, and I didn't even really
food
eat
that
half
doesn't
of
fill
it.
You up
just yeah food that doesn't fill you up,
calamari and rings,
yeah,
ringed octopus.
Battered squid.
No, it was very fancy stuff. I can't quite think of the dishes, but it would be like all these little things for dinner and whatnot, and yeah, and they just didn't really have it going. Buffet brekkie was all this fancy stuff too that I wasn't really a fan of. Anyway, we were at the buffet brekkie and I was filling up all my little fancy bits on my plate,
pastries?
And I had a big. There was no pastries at Abu Dhabi. Oh. Mm. There will never be a buffet brekkie like Abu Dhabi. Which was another story. But anyway, I had this massive plate filled up then of just all random bits and pieces that I was pretty keen to smash down, and yeah, I turned around and went to walk out. I'd woken up that morning feeling just a little crusty. I was just like, didn't have much sleep.
Low
you know,
immunity.
bit of sleep in my eyes, bit of low immunity. Just
no acai bowls in Japan.
No acai bowls in a while.
So I wasn't feeling myself. And anyway, there's these big tables of Japanese locals that are all staying there. They're for their family and kids and everything. And you're actually meant to walk out the other side and around them to go outdoors. Anyway, I just start walking past them. And apparently, Caitlin saw the whole family kind of turn around and look while I was walking down this corridor that was like right where they were meant to go. And I just kept walking 10 meters. I was kind of on a bit of a stride because I was keen
bit
to get a break
into
me.
It now.
Bit of pace into it because I saw them kind of looking at me. I was like, oh, what's going on? And I just kept walking and went bang into a fully glassed window. And I just, my head like went up and food just fell all over the floor. And I just looked up and I was in shock. It was kind of, you can't really explain it. It's just, yeah, it was a massive bang. Apparently the whole restaurant of like, there would have been 50 to like 70 people all just out, and they all just went dead silent. And I just looked at the window and I didn't know what to do. And I looked to my left and there was just another lady looking up there at me like what just happened with her big eyes? And what I did was I just felt I didn't know what I was doing. So I felt the glass and then just turned back to her and I went, it's so clear. And because I was shook. I didn't know. I was still processing what happened. And I just went, oh, it's so clear. And she just looked at me like, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
And anyway, I just looked down at the food and then kind of just turned around and like stumbled off, not looking. And it was still dead silent. Anyway, I continued to go. I went outside and found my way out and put my plate down and realized that I didn't have any food on there because it had all fallen off. So I had to just like get back up. And then go walk inside. And I just wanted to find Caitlin because I felt so rattled that I was just like, I need to like talk to someone. And Caitlin like caught my eye, but then like looked away like she didn't even know me. And I just rocked up next to her and just like needed to let it out. And yeah, she just didn't even want to be with me anymore. So
I just wish you could get the security footage.
That
would be so funny.
Jeez.
Yeah, but we finished the brekkie and then. Yeah, I was pretty rattled for the rest of the day.
You find yourself in those situations quite a lot, don't you?
You do.
Well, a couple.
You know, I reckon you've had some terrible ones.
Oh, I don't know.
Is this your
Every
couch?
Trip we've been on, you've got a story.
Yeah.
Just a bit of a... It's just some times where I'll just not fully be there. A bit like pricing the Space Cadet, you know?
Mm. Both cadets. Like, traveling with these two is a nightmare.
You reckon?
I don't know. I reckon Bazzy's also in it. Don't you reckon? It's different things. Different things. Why do you, mate? You'll step on a bit of reef and you'll just be in hospital the next day. It's just a bit of a liability.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
Different. Yeah, but at least I'm not losing my passport.
Jules gonna love that one.
Yeah.
Pricey leaving his passport in cars and Liam dropping his.
No, it's not.
No, it's not, mate. You're so careless with that.
Valet's car just goes and parks it, and you have to go. Scares me. Your passport's just in the back seat.
First trip I ever did with you was Abu Dhabi, and I realized how careless you were with that thing.
Yeah.
You know, I take it every single day. You're like, hang on, where's my passport?
Yeah. That's bad enough at home. Where's my wallet?
No, I'm bad at home, I'll be honest. But I think traveling, I'm onto it. I think I'm a bit more stressed by it.
Yeah, a little bit more into it, but
anyway,
bunch of space cadets traveling the world.
Pricey, you got to get off your chest that you want
to. Do I?
I don't know, do you? We're in the segment. I'm trying to think.
Now's the time. You can let it.
I don't think so. I haven't really, apart from the spewing one, it was real awkward because he had to come out and give me water when I was like head in the bush, and I was just like
the receptionist.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like coming outside, like, here's some water. And I was like, I couldn't talk.
Okay.
Very vocal.
I couldn't talk, eh? This poor little, like, it's like a tiny community, like a country town GP. Like one receptionist and like one doctor.
You know what the problem is with this segment is we always think of it beforehand. And we're like, oh, I can't wait to say that on the pod. It'd be funny as. And then we get to it and we're like, we don't really have much.
What were we going
to
say?
Well, I'm trying to think of what might and could be.
No.
Yeah. Maybe you've got nothing on your chest right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bare chest. That's cool.
Yeah.
Roll with it, I reckon.
Okay.
Freshly shaven chest. No worries. Yeah. Nothing on it.
Nothing to get off.
Well, anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah, what's...
And then what's for the future? Liam, you go first.
Doing a little trip to Europe pretty soon, next week.
A little trip. A little trip to Europe.
For 6 weeks. You go to Europe
I'm off to Spain next week for about a month.
Yeah.
Just doing...
Yeah,
Barcelona and some of the islands.
Yeah.
And then these guys are doing some trips, potentially Bali.
Yeah, I'm going to Bali for a little bit. Yeah, so is Jax. We're all spread out over winter a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't say that, man. I'm at home.
Pricey's going to Margs. Doing some trips down south.
Bridgetown.
Yeah, seen the miso.
Catch up with Liv.
Yeah, that's it. Down south is where it's at. I haven't explored it really, not as much as you guys growing up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
No, it is.
Maybe really north in July. Maybe thinking.
Yeah, we are thinking north. Exmouth.
And other than that.
Yeah. Try and line up some trips for the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, once summer comes around.
Yeah, definitely some more exciting ones.
We need another trip like Abu Dhabi, man.
Oh, I know.
I think about that a lot.
I do too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
I don't care that we didn't get paid.
Well, we did.
Oh, a little bit. No, that wouldn't.
It covered our.
It probably would have just covered our stuff.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. We had so much fun.
It was elite. Nah, I love that trip.
Great memories.
Anyway.
That's great.
So, yeah, for now, we're just cruising. It's a bit wet and rainy here in Perth.
We really want to try work out a way to continue this potty, even when we're all separate. So, stay tuned for that.
Yep. So, if anyone has
it. We did try it once before, and it was
disastrous. Yeah, so we tried. Mm-hmm. We didn't do Zoom. We did FaceTime with Pricey, and it was so laggy.
It was, and delayed. You guys kind of hung up, and then I got a message like 40 minutes later, like, Pricey, you're just like.
Yeah, just give up.
Yeah, we're just a bit, we're a bit rattled right
now. We're off it, eh? Liam and I were actually off it. I don't know what happened. I don't know if we were stressed or something.
Something was up. It just isn't working. Weren't feeling it.
Yeah, you really have to be in it. And I think we're in it.
Because that's when I got stuck over it.
We are in it right now. We have just rattled out a 30-minute
Just smash out two episodes
in an afternoon. Whatever knows what.
After a big wakeboard sesh.
Yeah.
Liam finally got up. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right away. First time rookie.
Price and I were shredding.
Haven't got him, eh?
Oh,
just can't turn, eh? Yeah, I'm happy I stood up, you know. Never wait.
Liam didn't get around the first corner.
Oh, no, okay.
Not big man, eh? Come on.
That's big man tough. Dixie's so good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The wakeboard a bit here. Yeah.
Oh, gee. Birthday boy, eh?
Birthday boy. Oh, yeah. Baz turned 23, eh? So he's not younger than me anymore.
Dang.
Well, I'm in the age.
Oh, boy. Youngest and most immature member of Calais.
Whoa. Yeah. And Liam's 25 next year.
Yeah.
Pricey is 27.
Oh my God. You know what? I always was the youngest and I hated it until now. Yeah. Now it's amazing.
No, it is. It's true.
I think I've literally hit the age right now where it's amazing to be young.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now when
I always copped so much for being the youngest. Yeah. And now it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boys are getting on. Yeah. Price is getting married next year.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa.
Nah, cut that out.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. 27 years old, eh? Next year.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. You're doing, yeah. Fit and healthy. Life is good.
Mm.
If you think about it, you just take a step back, you know, take a little look. It could be worse.
It could be.
Hey.
Very good.
It could all be a lot
take
worse.
Take that away with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Put that on your chest.
If you take a step back from the podcast, you know, this could have gone a lot worse too. I think it's been pretty good.
I think so too. We literally pressed record and just started talking. No plan, nothing. No intro.
We're delusional, wrapping off a good chat.
But it's a roll.
And I think we got to cut it soon because
this is
getting dry. We're
getting rambling.
Dry.
Waffle, waffle.
All right, sweet. Everyone.
Thanks for listening in.
A little rapid episode.
Hope to keep you updated on some episodes soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Price, have a good one.
No, you got something else to say?
No. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your time. have a schnitty for me.
All right. See you guys.
Gotcha.
All righty, mate.
See yous.
See ya.
See you.